Hi, and welcome to the fourth episode of the Discover Freedom Project podcast. I thought it was about time that I properly introduced this little project to you. In my excitement to create the podcast and get it out, I totally missed doing just a plain introduction to this thing. About a year ago, a little seed of an idea planted itself in my heart. I didn't know where it was going, but with the help of a group of online friends, the idea was refined. Then it just sat there. For months, I didn't think about this thing. The Discover Freedom Project didn't have a name. It was just this idea that could be something. And not just something ordinary, but something great. When I ran across the files on my computer a few months ago, it just felt like the right time to leap. So leap I did, and it has been wonderful. The basics. The Discover Freedom Project is spelled the, T-H-E, and then Discover Freedom Project is all together as one word with a hashtag sign in front of it. So it's the hashtag Discover Freedom Project. The mission of the Discover Freedom Project is to help you find freedom from the things that are holding you back. We do this by sharing real stories from real people about how they have discovered freedom from parts of their lives. Celebrating is what we're about. There is no perfect here. If you have found freedom in one part of your life, that is something to celebrate. There are always things that we can work on, and while I will share a lot of ways that I have found freedom, there are still a lot of things that I'm working on, and I am blessed to get inspiration from hearing stories from other people. You are strong, and if you hear that from no one else in your life, here it is. You are strong, you are capable, and there is hope. At the core, the Discover Freedom Project is a place to give you hope, encouragement, and practical ways to maintain mental health and a balanced life. If you are able to get to a computer, pull up discoverfreedomproject.com and let me give you a little tour. If you get a little pop-up window, go ahead and sign up to get a weekly email sharing with you what the project is up to. We don't want you to miss a thing, and there are some exciting things to come soon. Your time is valuable, and only one email will go out a week. When you get to the first page, you will see all of the posts that have been published so far. Here, you can read the stories from Laura, Vicky, Toy, Krista, Allison, and a few posts that I have written myself. It has been an inspiration to read the stories of how they have wrestled, sought, and eventually found freedom from things in their lives. On the sidebar, you will see the categories of hashtag Discover Freedom Project, mental health, podcast, and resources. By clicking on the hashtag Discover Freedom Project, you will be taken to all of the personal stories that have been shared. Clicking on the mental health category, you will be taken to posts about mental health. These will educate you and give you some information on how to cope and thrive with a balanced life. If you click on the podcast category, you'll be taken to all of the posts related to podcasts. The resource category will eventually be filled with resources. By clicking on the participate page, you will find some resources on how to create and share your stories. It will also give you a link to all of our social media. The first way you can participate in the project is to create a meme. You know, one of those photos you see everywhere with a beautiful or funny photo and a quote overlaid. With an app on your phone or desktop, it's easy to create. Go to the participate page and there are a few suggestions for apps that you can use on your iPhone, Android, or computer to create these memes. First few I created by using photos taken of me by a friend, and I added the phrases, "A verbally abusive father doesn't define me," "Anxiety can't control me," "Depression can't steal my joy," and "Cancer can't stop me." What in your life doesn't define you? What are you not going to allow to control you? What is no longer going to steal your joy? What haven't you allowed to stop you? If you go to the gallery page on the website, you will see all of the submissions. This project is a living and breathing thing. Aren't they wonderful? If you hover over their photos, you will see the name of the person who submitted them. Every one of those faces has a name. And in that one little photo, they are sharing a part of their story, so soak it in. A couple of them are funny. Not all of them have to be serious. For example, Julianne took a selfie in front of a pile of laundry, stating that her dirty laundry doesn't define her. And while funny, I can hazard a guess that there are many who allow their piles of undone laundry to make them feel less than. Many of the submissions are serious, and some examples include an anonymous submission stating that abortion no longer defines her, Nate sharing that he is more than his heartache, Tracy sharing that while the journey is hard, it is so worth it, and she is an overcomer. Jen shares a selfie of herself in a long mirror, stating that her insecurities don't define her. Erin shouts that autism doesn't define her. Jessica shares that debt no longer defines her because she is debt-free. Or Mona shares that getting a late start on her career doesn't define her. There are many more. There are not a lot of rules. It doesn't have to be a photo of you. It can be a photo you took or a free stock photo. The point is to share your story because sharing brings more freedom in the sense that you are helping give freedom to others. Sharing also takes the power from the situation and gives it back to you. If you are hesitant to make your own because the creating of it is too hard, or you would like to submit it anonymously and don't want to share it online from your accounts, shoot me an email at april@discoverfreedomproject.com. Include the photo you would like to use and what you would like to put on it. Or just send the words, and I will be happy to create a photo for you and share it directly from the Discover Freedom Project Facebook page and add it to the gallery on the website. It is my desire that there are no barriers between you and sharing what you have found freedom from. The next level of sharing is to submit a blog post to the project. Once a week, we will feature a story from you about how you have found freedom from something. But April, I'm not a writer. I can't write a post. The good news is that being a good writer is not necessary. No one here is judging your writing abilities. Personally, I am more comfortable speaking, but writing is a part of this. I'm not good at it. Grammar rules go over my head, much like algebra, but I know that it is vital that I share what I do, so I do what I can. And you know what? It's making a difference. And do you want to know something else? A little secret between you and me? I use ellipses, the three dots at the end of a thought in my writing, because I feel like it gives me the freedom to not care about grammar with all its commas and whatever else. It's simply my style of writing, and I own that. We can find freedom in all kinds of unsuspecting places in our lives. Finally, the most effective way to participate in the Discover Freedom Project is to share it with friends and family. Share it on Facebook or Twitter, or allow the project to open up conversations with people in your life that you might not normally feel comfortable. What you will quickly learn is that people want to share their story. They are just waiting for someone to ask. Will you be that person? I hope this little tour of sorts was informational. Contact me if there are any other questions that you might have. Thanks for listening to the Discover Freedom podcast. If you haven't already, go over and subscribe. And one last way you can participate in the project is to take a minute and leave a rate and review for the show in iTunes or Stitcher. This will help the podcast be more visible and help more people. I am so grateful for you and your encouragement as I dive headfirst into this adventure.